What does a real man look like to you? Is he tall? Is he short? Does he have facial hair? Does he tell really good stories? Is he a scratch golfer? We're going to talk about men today on Man Talk. So join us next. All right, so Craig, what does a real man look like to you?
My dad. Yeah, I would say my dad, but he's not your prototypical guy that, you know, they're going to put on a magazine and say, this is a man. But well, he is the man.
Yeah, right? Well, and I think that people that had good relationships with their dad, there was that first image of no one's cooler than dad.
Right. Yeah,
it's funny you should say that the magazines or whatever. I remember growing up, it was the Marlboro Man. You know, he had this massively cool mustache.
Cowboy hat.
Yeah. Bringing in the herd. And he always had a, you know, a cigarette sticking out of his mouth. And you thought, that was promoted as that was it. But then the guy dies of cancer from smoking.
Exactly. Right.
And you're like, of a man there.
I never considered him a real man.
Yeah.
Cowboys. I mean, like, maybe I watched some cowboy stuff. I wasn't really allowed to watch cowboy stuff much. But my picture of a real man was a baseball player.
Oh, okay.
Aurelio Rodriguez. He had this mustache there, and when the ball would come to him at third base, and he'd just hold it, and then he would just fly it over there.
He was a real man.
He was a baseball player, not a cowboy.
It's interesting how we have these different constructs, and I imagine it's different, you know, whether the coolest guy to you is whether it's a sporting analogy or rich or famous all kinds
or
of guys.
Strong.
And it's really interesting how men will kind of, you know, submit to where they think a real stud walks into the room. You're like, we kind of cower.
And I was always intimidated by dudes with muscles. I ended up with the Kermit the Frog arms. and so people would talk about, you know, I mean, if you're lifting, you know, I benched 500 pounds.
Yeah,
I'm going, well, I mean, I'd be lucky to do 160.
You know? And that'd be pretty good for you.
That would be really good.
Yeah, you'd be happy with it.
Be over my body weight. You know,
of course.
And so I was never really strong. And so people always wanted me to build up. And so I always had that pressure to build up to be if I really thought of myself as a man, I'd be lifting and my muscles would ripple, and stuff.
But, you were telling me once about a story about a guy named Pat. I'd love to.
Oh, yes. You. Yeah. Pat O'Rourke. Pat O'Rourke had muscular dystrophy.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't physically the specimen of a man.
Oh, okay. Because he was impaired.
He was hunched over. Mm-hmm. He kind of talked really slow. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, that man would do anything for my family. My dad and he were best friends.
Really?
And there's a backstory to that my dad invited Pat to Camp Isabel.
Mm.
And Pat wasn't really necessarily accepted in the class, but my dad did. And he invited him to Camp Isabel for summer camp.
Okay. So these guys are kids.
These are kids.
This isn't like 40-year-old men.
Right. And so dad invited him up there. And I remember the story. We were sitting around our kitchen table where Pat O'Rourke was just kind of, they were kind of reminiscing, being a little nostalgic. They're going back.
Right.
And Pat said, yeah, your dad, I'll never forget your dad's love for me, inviting me up there. And he made sure that I was included in everything. And every one of those kids in that cabin, we all became best friends.
He
says, because your dad went overboard to make sure that I felt comfortable, that I felt loved.
Mm.
And I'll never forget that. And I'm thinking, I'm sitting there looking at my dad thinking, that's a man right there, right? And Pat O'Rourke, he was all twisted. He was a man as well.
Absolutely.
He was a man. And get a little teary-eyed just thinking about, you know, he wasn't strong. I could lift more than he could. Mm-hmm. But he was the epitome of what a man is.
And what was amazing about your father is he leveraged his social capital to not make him bigger, which is what happens a lot in society is, you know, like, how can I get more influence or more dominance or whatever? But he used his social capital to include everyone so that they had a seat at the table and were considered cool. Man, that's power. Yeah, that's true power.
Yeah, it is.
True manliness.
It is.
You know, that reminds me of the scripture in the Bible, Mephibosheth.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Was
he was dropped as a kid and was
right,
lame.
They're running because they were thinking they were going to die.
Right.
And
ended up being lame.
And, right. And when David found out about him, he's like, no, you come and you sit here and you eat at the king's table. Like, I'm going to take care of you.
Right. Yeah.
You're not a threat to me to be the takeover of my kingdom. I'm going to make sure that you're taken care of because I love Jonathan.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. That's powerful. Yeah,
exactly. It's relationship.
It's a paradigm shift, yeah, right?
It is.
Like, how can I make other men around me better men? To me is the true definition of
better,
a man.
And better being more godly.
Right, exactly. That, like, they're so locked into God, right, that they want what God wants, which is our man talk mantra, right?
Yeah.
They love God, and then they love everybody. And they're going to stand up for that, stand up for God, and they're going to stand up for the soul winning of those around. I mean, that's what a man, they don't need a cigarette for that.
It's exactly
they don't even
right.
need a horse.
Exactly, you know? Right. And you think about it, Jesus did that same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus was the man of man and the king of kings also. But that's what he did. He just tried to bring everybody up,
right?
Lift them up closer 100%. To Jesus Christ or closer to his father. So
yeah, absolutely.
There's a passage in a book that was written by a wonderful author. Mm-hmm. It said this is kind of a good description of what a man is. He says, the greatest want of the world is the want of men. There we go. Men who will not be bought or sold, men who in their inmost souls are true and honest, men who do not fear to call sin by its right name. Well, that's powerful.
Ooh.
Men whose conscience is as true to duty as the needle to the pole, men who will stand for the right though the heavens fall.
Yeah. And, you know, as I think back in history, there were guys like that. You know, Daniel, I think of Daniel, throw me in the lion's den.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine. I'm not gonna change.
Right.
You know, John the Baptist getting his head cut off because he's like, look, this is wrong.
Yeah.
And throughout history, the real men are those that have that type of integrity. And that's what I want.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Hey, may you be a real man this week. Just a couple of challenges. One is to know your God and to know what's right and stand for it, even though it might cost you some money or it might cost you some social capital. It won't cost you wealth and social capital in heaven.
Exactly.
Right. So stand for him. And then look around. I mean, look at for the marginalized maybe in your church or your workplace or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe some guys that you know, don't have it as good as you.
Right, exactly.
And use your influence to make them feel special, to feel part of the group. Because you know, you never had those issues. You never had those issues where you were the outside looking in.
Right.
You don't have that connection. But there are some people where they're getting up out of bed today and they're like, I don't even know if someone's going to talk to me today.
Exactly right. Some of the most lonely places are foyers of churches for people. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's flex for Jesus this week and be real men. So, hey, that's this episode of Man Talk.
Yep. We believe three things. What's the first one?
Well, we said earlier, love God.
Yep. And then that, with God in us, then we look to love everybody.
Right. And then we know that duct tape. But those two things don't fix it. Duct tape, it fixes everything.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
Thanks for watching.
See ya.
God bless.